happening, when and where?
Sure. We are hosting an Easter egg hunt at the UP Children's Museum this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're inviting kids elementary age to come along, bring their Easter egg baskets, and collect all the Easter egg candy they can.
Now, are you hiding them difficultly, or are you kind of making it easy?
Well, if I'm hiding them, it'll be difficult.
That's what I like. Make them earn it, right?
I will make them earn it.
Just sort of an idea as to just give kids something to do, something for you guys as an organization to do, or what's the idea?
Well, we are a service organization. We like to give back to the communities in which we live in, and this is just one more way to get our name out in the community and also give kids something to look forward to for Easter.
It sounds like a fun idea. I'm sure you've been doing it for a little while. Has it been with the Children's Museum, though, or is this relatively new with them?
We have done it at NMU. I believe it was the first year at NMU, and then after that, we moved to the Children's Museum. Unfortunately, spring in the UP, winter weather, spring weather is never predictable, so we moved it inside.
It's sort of, you know, hit and miss, to say the least, as we've seen so far this year.
Right.
What are the hours, and what is it happening exactly?
Well, it's really fast. It's 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. The kids run in and run out.
9 to 10 on Saturday morning. Wow.
Right, right. So we're having an Easter egg packing party the night before. Some JCs are getting together to do that. We had some very generous sponsors from Stucco's, M-Bank, Walmart, Shopko, Target, Econo, Super One, and Saikley's all donated candy. So there should be enough candy to go around, and we're going to be stuffing eggs for quite a while Friday evening.
In terms of the group, you said that we talked a little bit off microphone that you've had some members join up, and that's good. But if people are interested in finding out more about the Marquette JCs, how would they do that?
Well, they're always welcome to come to our general membership meeting, which is held the third Thursday of every month. At 6 p.m., we have a social at the upfront and meeting at 6:30. So they're welcome to come check out our meetings. They're very informal. We try to keep on task, get the meetings done, and you know, get everything that we wanted to get done in the meeting. So anyone who wants to come by can check out the meetings. And it is $75 first year for membership, mm-hmm. and $65 every year after that. It's a great way to make professional and personal connections in the community with young adults. We're a group for 21 to 40-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. The idea there being that you're primarily a service organization that does various things around the community, such as the Easter egg hunt that you're telling us about here this morning. But what are some of the other things? You mentioned that you have a speaker coming or somebody soon?
We do. M-Bank is bringing in Shelby Bischoff, and she will be talking about getting that first-time home loan. We're trying to help people in our age demographic just educate them about different things that affect our lives. Like, you know, when you go out to buy that first home, when you are interested in maybe creating that business for yourself, or, you know, how to keep your credit in good standing, mm-hmm. in the way things are going in our economy right now. Mm-hmm. So Shelby will be coming in, and we're working on guest speakers. We have Kennecott coming in next month. They're going to educate us about what's going on with them next month. And if there's anyone who would like to come in and speak to us about anything you think is appropriate for our age group, they can contact me.
Are there, is this at your general meeting then, or when you do that?
Right. They get about 10 to 15 minutes to give a presentation, and then an open format for questions after that. So okay. That's what we do.
If people want to find out more, how would they get in touch with you?
They can contact me at 458-5783. 458-5783.
Okay. And of course, now we have you in here originally this morning to talk about the Easter egg hunt, which is coming up this weekend. Again, what are the hours, when, where, and how can folks get involved?
Okay. UP Children's Museum this Saturday, the 16th. No, wow, the 11th. It's right. Only the 11th.
Right.
April 11th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And anyone who's interested in joining us to stuff Easter eggs the night before can just give me a call.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a little informal meeting. They can find out all about the JCs and meet some of our members. And they can just contact me on my cell phone, 458-5783, to find out about where we're meeting and so on. So 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday is the Easter egg hunt. They can come by and see what the JCs are all about there, too.